This problem may have looked very difficult, but once you realize that this Cauchy-Euler equation turns out to be pretty easy, especially since we have m equals 0 as a double root of the characteristic equation, that gives us a function u equals c1 plus c2 times ln of r, because we'd have r to the 0 in each of the slots, which is 1. So our boundary conditions give u0 equals c1 plus c2 times ln of a. That's from the condition u when x is a is u sub 0. And u when x is b is u sub 1 gives us u1 equals c1 plus c2 ln of b. These are both equations with unknown values c1 and c2. The rest are known. And hence they can be solved using Cramer's rule. And then filling in values for the C1 and the C2 is easy enough to do as well. Don't forget, for the C2, we need to multiply the C2 times the ln of R.